RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
My dad's not here right now. He's still at work. So I'm going to bless him.
Mike Shope and the Bulldog.
I'm going to see if there's a clean version so then my parents and the people at my school will not get mad at me. We've got the spritzer filled with water just in case if stuff gets too fire. I'm going to set up the speaker. And I'm going to listen to
Mike Shope and the Bulldog.
I think this is the best
Mike Shope
feature that I've heard in a long time. I think his flow is really good in it, and I like his aggressiveness on it. And
the Bulldog
put not enough effort in it. I think overall his flow was good, but I don't like that mumble rapping. That was my review of
Mike Shope and the Bulldog.
Didn't need the spritzer. Wasn't fire enough. No spritzer for you. No spritzer.
Hi there, Football Friday, right? Confirmed. Football Friday. It's brought to you by Salino Law. Car crash? Call Salino. Call the 8s. And by Crosby's Pizza and Subs. Crosby's hometown fuel. Game day ready since 1922. I know it wasn't hump day, but it's still Friday. Well, that's good. On Wednesday's show at one point, looking ahead to the Christmas games, two on Netflix, one on Prime. I was like, oh, they really struck out on these matchups. No important games here. The only thing that mattered, well, I guess Detroit. And they bombed. But the only thing that really mattered, especially to our purposes in the playoff stuff, was Denver. And even that was a two-touchdown favorite, crazy as that would have seemed, you know, a long time ago, in Kansas City. But I said at one point, you know, just kind of talking through the day by myself here. I mean, I don't know, Netflix, Prime, dud games. You know, this is an opportunity. This is a way out. this is a way out from the clutches of the NFL. Or as they put it every single time on every broadcast, the National Football League. This is a way out from their power over me. And then I said, well, you know, come on, though. Who's kidding whom? I'm not going to skip these games. I did. It just sort of happened that way. I'm at three different places, homes, parties during the day. And I don't know if, like, my sister would have had net. I think she did, but we were in a different room, and it was Dallas, Washington, whatever. Followed it a little bit on my phone. And then Detroit, didn't even think about it. And then Denver, Kansas City, I was wiped by that point. I just did not have any energy or interest in getting to the night game. So you tell me. I mean, the only thing that mattered to the Bills was Denver's win. I can't give you a story about rooting for one team or the other or just what Denver looked like. Sadly, I'm sorry about that, by the way. I probably should have done better on Christmas Day, but I didn't. Sam Paniadovich is coming up at 3:30, which is great. It's Friday at 3:30, and he's coming on. I talked to him a little bit earlier, And I know he has, well, you might know too, if you've heard him on this show or heard him or followed him or anything else, he's made no secret of a massive investment in the Bills to win the Super Bowl. Like, he is totally pot committed, as we, hip people say, on the Bills. And he texted me last night when I was just not even thinking about the Denver. It's a Wonderful Life was happening at my house. And isn't it? It's a Wonderful Life was happening, and just like I had no inclination to go to flip to Arrowhead Stadium. Again, I'm just putting that out there. But he texted me like, the Bills will kill this team, he said about Denver. And did you see the game? Do you agree with that? I've got Sam, Adam Krautwurst, Paul Hamilton, Sal Capaccio over the next 2+ hours. If you have a strong take on that, now's good. I mean, I'm here for it. I know Sam does. And what Denver actually looks like. I also on Wednesday's show, now you don't have to go back on demand and listen to it. I'm not sure it's even there because it's been 2 days. I know you can't find shows from like 2003 on there that we did, but we did do them, I can promise you. I did say on Wednesday also that I talked myself into the Jets +13.5. I mean, wow, so brave, against New England. And I'm throwing out cases for that, logic, quote logic behind that thinking. And one point was division game on the road. Like, every team has this history. It doesn't have to hold up, but people kind of talk like this about the NFL, that second meeting when you're on the road in the division can be problematic. And that's what the Patriots have in the Jets. They beat the Jets the first time. It wasn't just a blowout. That's the thing about New England. Like, they usually don't just take you out. The best Bills teams in these last 5 years, and that's what worries me a little bit about this team this year, is they haven't done much of this. But they're playing, they cover, right? Good teams win, great teams cover. The Bills, in those years where they were playing weaker opponents, I should know the numbers on this, and I really don't, but I know examples of times where, like, they blasted teams and one comeback about this would be, well, they're not playing anybody. Like, but the best you can do is just win by a lot. And the Patriots have not really done that this year. Neither has Denver. And that's what last night's game was, which is like it was 13-13 in the fourth. There were 2 minutes left. It was tied like that, and Denver does get the win. So, I don't know. It's really, on Wednesday, again, you don't have to look it up. Early on Wednesday's show, I was thinking about how the narrative for the Bills this season really hasn't changed much during the season. They never really looked like the kind of team, or felt like the kind of team, if you will, that was just going to be too good for everybody. And as it happens, Atlanta, Miami, Houston, they were not even close to as good for those teams on those nights. And that's just what a pretty good team will be. The Bills are somewhere between pretty good and really good. I don't think they're great, but I don't think there is another AFC team or maybe even NFL team that is great. That's what this year is setting up to be as we get toward the playoffs. Denver, with that win, gets very close to, well, the division title first, but then the one. They have the Chargers in Week 18, and that's a team that can run them down if Denver were to lose that game. Your thoughts on this? I said on Wednesday also, yet another thing you don't have to go back and find on the Odyssey app, Odyssey app investors, that the Chargers getting to the top in that division would be better for the Bills. I don't know what to do with the Chargers. To me, they are the least intimidating team in the playoff mix, other than probably Pittsburgh. But Pittsburgh still has an aura. And they have a quarterback that's going to the Hall of Fame. I mean, that guy, the Bills roughed him up pretty easily the last time, and they've had their way with Aaron Rodgers in these last couple of seasons since he got old. But I think maybe Pittsburgh and the Chargers are kind of on the same level for me as an opponent, as a possible opponent. You might disagree, 803-0550, either way. Houston at LA. is a game that's tomorrow, actually. Tomorrow, 4:25. Do I need a new subscription service for that? I'm not even sure. But Houston has become an it team in the conversation. And I'm a little bit reticent to jump in on that because I feel like it's a little bit easy. But I don't know. Sometimes a team like that, there's talent there, and they just get there. They just figure it out and get on a roll and win. And you can't block them, and they beat you. Like, it's just, I think there is that potential with Houston. I don't know about the Chargers. I don't know what they're really good at. So I think Denver, as opposed to L.A., and again, I'm telling you, I didn't see last night's game. So maybe they looked ordinary and very beatable. Kind of sounds like they maybe did. But I think Denver has a couple of traits that make them more dangerous than the Chargers are. I feel like that's their stars on defense. I mean, that's Surtain, that's Benito. They've got game changers on defense. And the Bills have been a team this year that is vulnerable to that. Most teams are. The Bills are not last year's Bills where they really just never made mistakes. They're going to want to beat Denver with James Cook. They want to beat everybody with James Cook. And we'll see how this plays out in the end. This is the biggest sticking point in our conversations all season, is like the Bills have the literal NFL rushing leader. And it's almost like we don't, well, I'm not saying you have to feel this way, but I think a lot of it's almost like we don't care. It doesn't sit right. Not that he's not good or that there's anything bad about that, other than you're not playing into your number one strength, which is Allen. So anyway, maybe the playoffs will be different. The Bills, if they go to Denver, will try to run the ball on them and make plays on defense and convert third and two with Allen and just do the usual stuff. And that might be good enough. Would they be favored? If the Bills are the, doesn't matter, 5 or 6, they're on the road the first week. We don't know that for sure yet, by the way, but it's likely. And they're the highest seeded team to win, or, you know, highest number, right? And Denver's the one. So they go to Denver in that second round. How would you feel? I mean, you don't want to take that right now, right? Because there's really not much better or worse than that. It's not that bad or that good. So I don't think you need to sign up for that. Maybe you'd want to. Depends how you feel about the Broncos, I guess. Would they be favored on the road? Maybe that depends on how they look in the first round. If they beat the Steelers 26-7 again, or whatever the score was the first time, where the game is not even close in the fourth quarter, that would make a statement. If they struggle and win, that would make a different statement. But you've got that possibility of Denver getting the bye now and winning the division, getting the bye, sorry, and being the home team there, maybe Buffalo, maybe whoever it is, Houston, in that second round. 803-0550 for your calls. Philadelphia on Sunday, it's not as big of a game as it could have been, but it's still important. I feel the same way about the Jets as I did on Wednesday. On Wednesday in here, I sort of talked myself into them as a big underdog. I made a bet on it, and now I've got, listen, I'm not even kidding when I say this. I'm not saying this, to be sarcastic. I have to preface that sometimes because of the way I sound. Mac Hollins is out for New England. That might not be a small thing. Booty is out. One of these guys who changed the pronunciation of his name when he got to the pros. I don't know why so many players do that, but a lot of them do that, where you think you know that it's Tyler Beatty or Kayshon Boutte. And maybe they just don't want you to watch the tape of them in college, or that, not us, but like agents or scouts or something, and they just sort of rebrand themselves in the NFL. Tyler Shuck, really? So I think there's some of that going on, and I don't know, maybe there should be an investigation on that. But Booty, that's what he's going by, out, and Hollins out for New England. And maybe also Henderson out, which really limits the Patriots, you know, like that's a lot of what, not what they do as much as what they can do that burns you, where they're not just a big play team, but with Booty and with Henderson, we saw Henderson bust 2 long touchdown runs against the Bills. they have that potential. Ramondre Stevenson, who has fumbled a bunch, but had a couple of plays against Baltimore, two short touchdown runs in the game in Orchard Park. Like, there's something there. But Henderson, I think, is the guy they want. And he left the Ravens game with a head injury. I don't know his status for Sunday at the Jets. But it sounds like the Patriots are a little bit limited, at least, for that game. And I don't know. The Jets are just perpetually limited. So I'm not going to try to convince you that what they have offensively is all that. But last home game, a young quarterback who, in a climate where jobs are going to be available, a win like this, just hear me out, all right? Sorry, keep your hands on the wheel, two hands on the wheel. Brady Cook, if he gets a win like this, or even looks good in a high-scoring loss, if that's possible for the Jets to ever have a high-scoring, you know, performance, could be somebody where, this is how I'm thinking that he might be thinking, might be able to make himself interesting going into the offseason. I don't know. I'm stretching, admittedly, by that. But I like the logic behind it, that home, like Kansas City last night, with nothing going for it, completely dour vibes with the Chiefs. What happens? They're playing a team going for the one seed that is used to losing to them, and they take them all the way to the end without even their second-string quarterback. You get that from the NFL. So that a little bit encourages me for the Jets and their chances on Sunday against New England. You're out at the stadium on Sunday for a 4:25 kick. Yes, the beer and the food and the nostalgia of it nearing the end for that stadium, but that Patriot-Jet game, for as long as it's close, is going to be what's on your mind. You know, if you're a fan, right? Like that'll be it. Because one Patriots loss now wasn't even going to be this if they lost to Baltimore. But one loss to the Jets or the Dolphins in their last two games completely changes the calculus for this playoff picture. Completely. Where the Bills would go from, well, a wild card team, a road team, possibly three times in 3 weeks. That's a hard road. Like, that's what they're looking at. If the Patriots, at best, if the Patriots don't slip up, if they do, think about what being out there, this is one really, you can experience this online, but being at the stadium with all the other fans, if this were to happen, is just infinitely better. If you're out there and you get the final, Jets 16, Patriots 13, say, then it totally changes Sunday night. And you just have to win at that point. Because if the Bills were to get to, what would you say about this? If the Bills were to get to the AFC East title, which of course, I say of course, like everybody knows this, maybe not, but would be a sixth in a row. You've taken the Drake May love fest and dumped it in a garbage can, at least for now. If you can flip this, as they lose one game to the Jets or next week to Miami. Pretty much the same thing. If you get that and the Bills go to whatever, even if it's the two or even the three, they might end up the three in that case and Denver, Jacksonville are 1-2, something like that. Still, you're playing at home then. What would that do to your excitement about these playoffs? Not necessarily a lot. Depends on the person. I mean, right now there are a lot. Sam's going to join me in 10 minutes, and he's one of these people. As far as I know, from the last time we spoke, he's somebody that is really on board with the idea that the Bills can run the table in the AFC as a road team and get there. It helps a guy like Sam that they're going to be playing on the road probably, because it helps the Bills' prices. It makes them a better value in the betting market. I look today, how about this? Think about this in the context of not just this season and all of our conversations, but really the last 9 months or more with what we think the Bills' weaknesses are and just how they should address them. What is all this going to amount to? They've had these losses, high-profile losses, unexpected, as favorites where they have gone to Atlanta and gone to Miami and gone to Houston and lost pretty decisively in those spots. Nevertheless, here we are post-Christmas, and there are only two teams in the NFL, this is at FanDuel, I think it was, it might be everywhere, that have shorter Super Bowl odds than they do. And one of them is Seattle. The other is the Rams. Two teams, by the way, that might both be on the road in the first round of the playoffs themselves. San Francisco, with two wins, is the one seed in the NFC. But it's the Rams and the Seahawks. Sam Darnold's Seahawks. No offense. I guess that's some offense. What can I? How can I wiggle away from that? Sam Darnold's Seahawks are the second choice to win the whole thing. And the Rams are the first. And the Bills are the third. Take your Drake May and Bo Nix and Trevor Lawrence and everybody else. Justin Herbert. Will Anderson. Right? All of it. The Bills are still the betting market favorite in the conference to come out of it, despite what the standings look like. The Rams and the Seahawks. So, we'll see what happens. Yesterday, I told you I didn't really see anything, which I want to say I'm proud of myself for, but that's bad because that's not like what you should say when you work here. And it's also, it was not intentional. It wasn't like, okay, no matter what you do, stay away from the NFL today. Just do not look. No, it was not like that at all. It just sort of happened this way. But I know this much for the three games. We've covered Denver a little bit here already. I'm not sure if they're great, but they're like the Chiefs last year, you know, but the Chiefs had a different reputation already than the Broncos do. I think, you know, similar though, just the kind of the way they win. We just knew with Kansas City, there was a higher gear there, even though they almost never really showed it and almost never did this year at all. Is Denver actually good? Well, they're in great position, which is right now more important. Detroit, a couple of preseason picks of mine have borne out. One is that Detroit was just not going to be the same. Changes up front, both coordinators leave, tough division, going to be hard to repeat what they've been able to do, hard to meet the standard, and they were not able to do that. Bottoming out last night, 5 turnovers for Jared Goff in Minnesota, and they just couldn't get it done. And I also thought going into the season that Washington was a fraud. I wanted, you know, to be anti-Washington going into the season. I did a little bit of that. Remember, you know, striking out on this thinking in week one when they played the Giants, like, oh, Washington's in for it. That was right, but they didn't lose that game. They did cover that game. So that's what you got yesterday. Two games tomorrow. Houston, LA, really interesting for our purposes in the AFC to see what how those teams match up. It's a playoff rematch, right? Chargers went to Houston last year. What that looks like. And then Baltimore, Green Bay. And it might be really tempting, almost obvious, to bet against the Ravens with all the continuing drama with Lamar Jackson and that team. It's 4.5 at Green Bay. He's listed as doubtful. Why isn't it more? I'm not touching it. I'm not giving Green Bay my vote there because 4.5, if you knew it's Tyler Huntley and a team ready for the offseason, it seems light for a team for an opponent as good as the Packers. All right. So thanks for listening. Merry Christmas. Happy holidays. I'm Mike Shope. Bulldog is off today and through most of next week. He'll be back next Friday, I believe. We have Sam Paniatovich, Chicken Dinner, his podcast with Joe Ostrowski. Sam will join me after this break. Adam Krautwurst today, Paul Hamilton with a Sabres check-in. They play the Bruins tomorrow night, going for an 8th straight win. The Sabres are, not the Bruins. At least I don't think the Bruins are. I know the Sabres are going for an 8th straight win. Sal Capaccio as well will join me at 5. Bulldog has sent in his picks, so we'll have that. Even though he's not here to read them, I've got it. That'll be at 5:30. Football Friday. How about it? Mike Shope here. Thanks for joining me. Sam Paniatovich next. It's time for a break, and this break is brought to you by Snapdragon Apples, the official apple of the Buffalo Bills.
When you think about meal kit companies, what do you see? Probably long, complicated recipes and subscriptions you can't escape. But with the new Blue Apron, we're doing meal delivery differently. No subscription needed. Faster, easier meals. And the same dedication to quality we've always had. Shop 100-plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
DSW's semi-annual sale is back. Take 50% off all clearance shoes in stores for a limited time. Literally every single clearance item at your designer shoe warehouse store is on sale right now. Sneakers, boots, dress shoes, if they're on the clearance racks, they're 50% off. So what are you waiting for? Don't sleep on these savings. Get to DSW ASAP. It's all or nothing, people. Shop the DSW semi-annual sale today.
You want to have continuity. Continuity gives you a form this time of year and structure and just knowing each other defensively, or in this case, offensively in the pass game. That's important for us. And so we're very aware of that, heightened awareness of that, especially down the stretch. That's what we want, and where we're at are right now two different things. That's just being real with you here. So what we're trying to find that in order to get into here, it's taking longer than we would have liked.
Sean McDermott on everybody's favorite subject, the passing game. Brandon Cooks. Well, not much continuity or history or anything with Brandon Cooks and the Bills. He does have one catch so far. Was it the first play in New England? He had one catch, and that's been it. Five targets. I mean, the names are almost, well, a little bit of, they're just a little bit funny at this point. All the different names that have been through. The idea that any of this rides on the likes of Cooks or Mecole Hardman, any of it, it's just, it's not ridiculous, but it's amazing that all these years of success and being so close, it might be that somebody from that list of names, who knows who it is, even Josh Palmer, who's that? Their big get in the receiving game in the offseason, 20 catches through 16 weeks. Yeah, injuries, but not like he was piling up numbers anyway. Thanks for listening, and Merry Christmas. That should have been easier once again. I'm Mike Shope. Bulldog is off through New Year's Day. Joining me now on the Wester Hotline, a man you know well, Sam Paniatovich, host of the Chicken Dinner podcast, owner of at least one ugly Christmas sweater, eater of two Christmas dinners yesterday. The man has been through it. And Sam, how are you feeling post-Christmas?
Oh, I'm so fat, Mike. It's a problem. You know, I told the story on the show. Joe and I did a Christmas night show. And, you know, somebody that I met at your party was like, wow, you're in better shape than I thought. And then yesterday somebody told me I was putting on pounds. So it hadn't even been a week, Mike. And I've just been destroying my body with food. And, you know, when you're back home for the holidays, the discipline just goes right out the door. I can also tell you this, about 5 minutes ago, I pulled over on the side of the road when I found out TJ Watt wasn't playing, and I'm betting more and more on the Cleveland Browns. What could go wrong?
Wow. What's that number at this point? Is that moving?
It was three. I mean, there's a chance it goes down 2.5, 2. I don't know if it's moved in the last 5 minutes. Yeah, so the wise guys bet Cleveland to begin with. They came in and they bet 4 and 3.5. And as of this morning, it was 3. But then the report just came out that T.J. Watt is not going to play. And then Jalen Ramsey is questionable. The market is being bet like the Browns are going to win the game outright.
What does the Ravens game being tomorrow mean to this? Like, if the Ravens lose and they're favored to lose in Green Bay, then who needs the Steelers? So maybe then, you know, your bet on Cleveland is safer.
Right. I mean, I don't think it's going to get any better than now. So if you have a three, I mean, you didn't ask me for one of my favorite bets, but that's where we're starting. I think if you can bet Cleveland plus 3 right now, you're going to get a great number, and it's only going to move in your favor.
3, 34.5, Pittsburgh at Cleveland. Well, Sam, you've been very pro-Bills all season. It's interesting to me that we've made it through Christmas, and even though they're not in the division lead, they're still the best odds or shortest odds to win the conference in the AFC, better even than Denver, which helped itself in its positioning for the one seed last night. You texted me last night, you think the Bills are clearly superior to the Broncos.
I'm not afraid of them. I'm just not. They have a good team. They have an arguably great defense, and then you watch a third-string quarterback kind of do things. And granted, you know, the Chiefs didn't move the ball all that well, but the Chiefs were certainly in that game and had a chance to win that game outright with a guy I've never even heard of. And, Mike, I've been gambling on crazy things for a long time. I've never heard of that quarterback, and maybe that's my fault. But, like, to think that Bo Nix is going to go blow for blow with Josh Allen in the playoffs, I'm just not there. And – you know, I've been banging the drum for 6 weeks that Buffalo's the team to beat, and that's before Mahomes gets hurt and the Chiefs get knocked out. That's before, you know, the whole Burrow thing. Remember 4 weeks ago, oh, don't let Burrow come back and get hot. Okay, that ain't happening. Oh, what about Lamar? Okay, they're not going to make it, probably. And now it's like, now the hot thing is, oh, well, Jacksonville, yeah, okay, yeah. You trust the Jacksonville Jaguars in the playoffs? Give me a break. We're just looking for reasons as a collective, like a sports you know, collective to not put the Bills far. And I'm just tired of it, man. And I understand that there are some issues with their defense, but there are issues with every team in the AFC. Like, there is no perfect team. There's no Brady Patriots. There's no Mahomes Chiefs. It's as wide open as it gets. And, you know, the disrespect is not only in the future market, but the disrespect is in this game for Sunday. I mean, this is a pick 'em offshore right now. Buffalo opened 3, Mike. Mm-hmm. And now we're 1, 1.5, and there are some pick 'em. So even on the day-to-day market, people are betting against Buffalo. And I don't get it, man. I don't get it.
And that's another one where a previous game, a game already having been played, could affect sort of at least the vibes. I mean, if New England were to lose somehow at the Jets, and I'm taking the points with the Jets on Sunday, it changes a lot for the Bills incentives-wise against Philadelphia. Is there a quarterback? I know you like to look at this point you make all the time with the AFC through the lens of the quarterbacks. Is there a close second? Is it not Lawrence? Is it Herbert or Stroud or May? Who is the quarterback, if there is one, that you think could, as you put it, go toe-to-toe with Allen?
That's a really good question. I haven't thought about this, and obviously you and I don't change notes or exchange notes beforehand. I would say at full health, it's Herbert, but he's not healthy, and their line is just battered right now. But I'm a big fan of that Herbert-Harbaugh combination. So I guess I would put, obviously, Allen's 1, Herbert 2, and then Lawrence 3, question mark?
Okay, above May?
Yeah, I need to see it from these kids. I think it's been a great season, but we've chronicled how easy their schedule has been in New England. I mean, they have like 1 win over a playoff team. You're going to only play playoff teams. Yeah, right? You're only going to play playoff teams in the playoffs. Write that down and stamp it. So I'd like to see it from Nix. And last time we saw Nix in the playoffs, everybody knows what happened there. He turned into a pumpkin in the biggest moment. And I need to see it from guys like Nix and guys like May. And even to an extent, a guy like CJ Stroud, who's, you know, never really had a ton of playoff success. It's just, it's opening up in my eyes for Allen, man. As long as he plays an A game, they're not losing.
The Patriots will have a win over the eventual NFC South winner. Say what you want about that, as they've beaten both Carolina and Tampa for that list. Sam Paniadovich with me on the West Her Hotline. Merry Christmas. Mike Shope here, Bulldog, is off today. Let's talk about a couple of the awards markets. I know from watching you and Joe Ostrowski throughout the season that Offensive Rookie of the Year award, it was almost like there was a new favorite every week. Now you had Travion Henderson, and he might miss this game. He left early in Baltimore. What does that look like now?
So I'm pulling it up on my phone. Let's see how I can do two things at once here. So award market, offensive rookie, Tet McMillan, holy cow, minus 310 at DraftKings right now. So it's his award to lose. But you know who the late riser is, like that horse that's kind of closing the gap? It's Tyler Shuck. I believe you talked about this maybe a week or two ago. I think it was you. You were like, eh, that's not a bad number at 20-1. Try 4-1 on Tyler Shuck right now. So McMillan, the big favorite, minus 310. Shuck 4-1, Abuka 7-1, and then Henderson 20-1.
Is Shuck worth it at 4-1? I mean, they're nowhere near the playoffs. Yeah. Tennessee and Atlanta the last 2 weeks. Can he do well enough? McMillan, it feels like McMillan is the favorite by default a little bit. I mean, he's good. He's been good. But Abuka had it, and then he fell off, and then Dart might have had it, and that didn't. Now they don't want to throw the ball. Like, they're trying to preserve him. Henderson gets hurt. Judkins was interesting. He breaks his leg. It seems like somebody's going to back into that award.
Yeah, I don't know that there's a bet to be made. I mean, Joe and I didn't even want to bet Shuck at 20-1. So for me to even ponder it at 4, I want to slap myself in the face because I missed the best of it. I just don't think there's enough of a sample there. Like he hasn't played a lot relative to a guy like McMillan, who's been putting up big games here. And I think there's also an appetite. You got a lot of eyeballs on McMillan this weekend, and that's because Carolina's at home against Seattle, everybody's darling now. There's an opportunity there for Carolina to put up some numbers and put up some points against a very good defense. So if McMillan has a 7-catch, 80-yard touchdown game, you know, it's a wrap on Sunday.
I think so. Yeah, I was a little bit harsh on him. Having him in fantasy, it's been okay. I mean, it didn't bust like a lot of other guys did. He was a 3-4 turn kind of pick, I think, a little later, McMillan. But he's going to get to 1,000 yards, so maybe he really will deserve it in the end. How about Coach of the Year? There have been a few interesting candidates this year. Vrabel is so famous, and the Patriots have done so well, but other guys here and there have been interesting. Ben Johnson, or earlier in the season, it was Steichen in Indianapolis. That's over. What do you think happens there?
So this is always a very fun market because it's never the obvious choice. And as I say that, I look at Mike Vrabel at minus 110 and think, wow, that's a coin flip. That's what they're saying. They're basically giving you Vrabel against the field. And Vrabel's minus 110. McDonald, 330. Shanahan, 330. Johnson, 650. You know, again, you're betting this on December 26th. You're not going to get the best of the number. I think Kyle Shanahan has done the best job of any coach, given what he's dealt with, honestly. And you know me, I had that Niners win total over 10.5. Yoo-hoo! Nice win there. I mean, if I would have told you that Fred Warner and Bosa and Mikel Williams, their rookie first-rounder on defense, and Gross Matos, like all those guys would be out for the year and they would still win 13 games, like you would have had me committed. But, I mean, what he's done with the offense and what Saleh's done with the defense, like to me that's the best combo in the league. And, you know, they're probably going to beat the Bears on Sunday night and have, what, 12 wins? They could potentially, I don't think it's going to happen, but they could, you know, win the West. You know, if you wanted me to go outside Vrabel, I'd be looking at Shanahan at plus 330. You might be able to find a better price at a different book, but I'm not laying 110 on Vrabel, and I'm not taking Ben Johnson at 7-1 because I don't think the Bears win. Like, that game is very big for Coach of the Year. Shanahan against Johnson. Whoever wins that one has a chance to unseat Vrabel.
Yeah, seems like maybe Johnson at 7-1 is the bet rather than the Bears on the money line.
Yeah, no, that's a good call. Yeah, if you like the Bears, you might want to pop a little Ben Johnson 7-1. That's a great call.
And I like the Jets. So, am I crazy for liking the Jets, by the way?
No, at this point in time, these teams just got to stay healthy. I mean, do the Patriots really need to win by 21 points? I don't think so. And, you know, I think the Jets, they're spunky, to say the least. They can hang around. I don't think they're going to win, and you didn't say that, of course, but it's a big number to lay on the road in the NFL.
Right. Well, futures bets, we've taken the credit this year with certain bets that I've made along the way. Kansas City to miss, you know, that was Joe on the show with me that day thinking that saying that was cute and, you know, ha ha ha. They barely won another. I'm not sure they've won another game. I had Indianapolis at 8-2 to lose out. Whew. And I couldn't I bother you often enough. I didn't find that anywhere. Like an alternate line where they were just gonna go 0-7 in their last seven games. It's 0-5 so far, and like that's obviously live. But I cashed out on all the Colts stuff already, like to not win the division, to miss the playoffs, under 11.5, come on. You know, we'll take our flowers on that one. But never. I wonder what that would have been, 8-2 to go to finish 8-9. What would the price on that have been?
Oh, geez. Probably 100-1 or higher. I mean, without doing any math on it. I mean, it's all math. But I would guess you'd be in the triple digit range, 100-1, 125-1. And they're probably going to get torqued by Jacksonville. I mean, that number's like 6, Jacksonville at Indy. That's a lesson. You know, when we get to this conversation next year and we look up after 10 games and Team A is 7-3 with a guy like Daniel Jones at quarterback, just call me and we'll just yell short together. Like, short! You know, like, that's what you got to do because everybody starts getting crazy and, oh, well, you know, maybe they can win a playoff game. And the reality is what goes up must come down for the most part.
The thing for me, Sam, was their schedule. Jacksonville twice, Houston twice, San Fran, Seattle, and one more. And, like, all right, well, I don't think they're better than anybody there. So, I mean, you can't predict the injury to Jones, but it was still Daniel Jones. You know, tough season for them. Okay, so I guess next up for you and me is next Friday, and it'll be 2026.
Ooh, I can't believe we're this far. We're this long in the tooth. By the way, I don't know what the stipulations are because I'm not in New York, obviously. You guys are. I do like Clemson tomorrow in the Pinstripe Bowl, which is at Yankee Stadium. I honestly don't know if you guys can bet that. I don't, because I don't know if you can bet on bowl games that are in the state of New York. I literally have no idea. But if you can, I like Clemson -2.5 against Penn State tomorrow.
I have it on my app, so yes.
Oh, fire. Fire the cannons.
It has to be a New York team, apparently.
So. Okay, see, I always lose track. All these different states are always on their different iterations of the law and what works and what doesn't. So yeah. If you can bet Clemson,
you know how everything's a subscription now? Music, movies, even socks. I swear if I...
To continue this ad, please upgrade to Premium Plus Platinum.
What? No. Anyway, Blue Apron...
This is a pay-per-listen ad. Please confirm your billing.
Oh, that's annoying. At least with the new Blue Apron, there's no subscription needed. Get delicious meals delivered without the weekly plan.
Wait, no subscription?
Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
DSW's semi-annual sale is back. Take 50% off all clearance shoes in stores for a limited time. Literally every single clearance item at your designer shoe warehouse store is on sale right now. Sneakers, boots, dress shoes, if they're on the clearance racks, they're 50% off. So what are you waiting for? Don't sleep on these savings. Get to DSW ASAP. It's all or nothing, people. Shop the DSW semi-annual sale today.
Wink, wink. I would do it. There's going to be some news, I think, at Penn State tomorrow, some opt-outs. Sounds like they're down four starters on the offensive line. And James Franklin, Mike, he still has his hand in that cookie jar. He's trying to take guys to Virginia Tech, and a lot of that's going to come out tomorrow, in my opinion.
Clemson and Cleveland, we're into the orange helmets this weekend.
Oh, gross, gross,
go,
dude.
Go get your money. Sam, Happy New Year. Thanks for your time, as always.
Happy New Year. Merry Christmas. I'll talk to you next week.
Sam Paniadovich, Chicken Dinner, his podcast with Joe Ostrowski. You can find that anywhere. Ian Rappaport reports that Max Crosby will be out Sunday. He's been battling a knee injury since October. Apparently, they've already put Brock Bowers down for the season. It's the Giants and the Raiders. The loser is in position A for the number one overall pick, and the Raiders seem to be acting like they know that, which I think I want to give them credit for. But to be fair, for many years I made the point, people pay for tickets. They deserve to see your best guys. So I don't know. When I would say that, we'll talk about this later maybe. When I would say that, I would roundly disagreed with on that point from people who largely had tickets to meaningless Bills games. Like, they didn't care. They understood. Protect your guys, better draft pick. I rarely talked to anybody in the drought years with this point in mind that thought it was also objectionable that teams would sit their best players in meaningless games. This was often more a point about the good teams who were resting guys, like Peyton Manning with the Colts, that kind of thing. Maybe we'll get back to that. 803-0550 if you have a take. At 4, Adam Krautwurst, then Paul Hamilton at 4:30. Justin, Jordan Love out for the Packers. It'll be Malik Willis and then probably Tyler Huntley in that game. Ravens-Packers. Interesting. Mike Shope here. This is WGO.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.